Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown.
Not only you had the drop with some help from Sterling Moore down the path for Lee Evans there in the corner of the end zone, but you had a horribly botched field goal. And it just, you know, it just seems to me, and I've written this on a couple of occasions this year, that things are starting to kind of click into place for this Patriots team. You know, everyone else in the AFC, some of the traditional powers like the Jets and the Colts, kind of peeled away early. And then you had these younger teams like the Texans, you know, kind of realize, you know, that they're good, but they're not quite good enough yet to play deep into January. And then you get things like this happening, you know, in an AFC championship game at the end of the game. Things are starting to kind of, you know, fall into place for this team. You're starting to feel more and more like this could be the year, you know, they finally get number four.
Here's host Chris Price, who says things have finally fallen into place for the New England Patriots as they head to Indianapolis and the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 46 is number 10 on this week's countdown, the excitement in sports talk radio, and the usual annual Super Bowl matchup. Doug Steffen here with a welcome into our talk radio review. We'll be overviewing in the next hour all the hot hits for this week, ending on Friday, the 27th of January. So the top 10 hits are determined, in case you didn't know, by the folks at Talkers Magazine. And they monitor talk radio programs and hosts and stations all across the country. So the road to the Super Bowl, number 10. The number 9 item this week in the countdown of the sports-related and general talk issue, the death of Joe Paterno. Talk host Peter Tilden here with Penn State journalism student Carissa Maxwell about the erroneous news reports that came out claiming Paterno had died before he actually did.
Being a journalism student, you know, we're in this 24/7 news cycle. And I'm worried because I have a 15-year-old. And by the time he becomes in his 20s, I have no idea where he's going to be getting his news and information, if it's a credible source or not. Because you go on the Internet, it could be a blogger in feet pajamas who's putting out whatever they want. And there was an erroneous report of Paterno's death, which is really interesting. It was reported over Twitter from a blog on campus. Major news organizations like CBS, CNN, Daily Beast, Newsweek, Howard Kurtz, and the Washington Bureau Chief for Newsweek picked up off of CBSSports.com, who didn't check that Joe Paterno had died on Saturday night when he hadn't died Saturday night. What do you think about that as a journalism student? Does that scare you that major media sources, media outlets, are not even verifying information they're getting? How does that portend for journalism student and for the next generation?
Well, it was actually crazy because when that was all going down, I was up at the statue, and actually for the local sports blog that I write for, I wrote a reaction to that insane mix-up and my thoughts on it. But it was one of those things where Onward State, which was the blog that first put out with the report, on campus, they're one of the more reliable sources. It's an independently run student news source that's only through the Internet. So it's not even a, you know, actual funded newspaper. And their managing editor, Devin Edwards, I've had class with him. He's actually in my Joe Pa class in the fall. So I know him very well. And he's not a journalism major. He's a political science major. So when this all happened, it was one of those things where it is awful as a journalist, to kill somebody before they're actually dead. That is one of the worst things you can do.
But then to have these big sites, credible sites.
It's even worse that the universe that bigger news outlets fell for it.
They didn't make any calls. And Devin, by the way, has resigned because he said, his quote was, he takes responsibility and never in a million years would have thought that Onward State, which is his blog, would be cited by the national media. So they look at this little site, somebody sees it, somebody calls somebody else, it's whispered down the lane, and the ramifications is, I've been worried about journalism for a long time, how people are getting their news and information. I spent a lot of time going to a lot of sources to read 20 different ways from Sunday on each story, and my wife thinks I'm nuts because I go deeper and deeper and go to the European sites and the Chinese site, and here we go, a guy, CBS just repeats it, and Newsweek repeats it from a blogger who kind of thought he knew. That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, at the time, it was not funny at all. I was very, very upset. All the students up at the statue, we had all thought that he had died. And then it wasn't until Jay Paterno tweeted that his father was still alive and struggling that we knew that he had actually still been alive. So it was one of those things where we were all just in shock and confused and could not believe what was going on and that they had not checked their sources.
Up next, Senator Rand Paul, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, and SEAL Team 6 on the countdown.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Goldbond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Goldbond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance and all the fortune.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with the number 8 item on the countdown. And that is the run-in Senator Rand Paul had with the TSA. Here's host John Gambling with Senator Paul about exactly what happened at the airport in Nashville.
What happened with you and the TSA? I've heard the stories, but where was this and when did it happen?
Well, I was coming up this week and to Washington. I've been traveling pretty frequently since I was elected about a year ago and haven't had any trouble. But this time I went through the body scanner and it said I have something on my knee that they need to look at. So I raised my pants leg. I showed them my knee. I pulled my sock down. And I assumed that would be enough. And they said, no, you need to have a pat down. And I said, well, there's nothing on my leg. I'll be happy to walk through the scanner again. And they said, no, you need a pat down. And we sort of came to an impasse. And I just didn't quite understand because, see, I'd been in an airport 2 days before with a similar occurrence, and they did let me walk through the scanner. I'd also had discussions with the director of the TSA in my committee, and he had said that they were going to try to be a little more reasonable about these things, but nobody seemed to want to be reasonable, so I was kept for about an hour and a half. I was detained in a small cubicle. When I attempted to use my phone, they told me that now I qualified for a full body search because I was using my phone and touching my bags.
That is an amazing story. You were kept for an hour and a half just because you were sort of being a pain in the neck to them?
Yeah, that's essentially it. But here's the bottom line, and here's the rub is, Americans shouldn't be treated this way. We ought to have a little bit of dignity when we get to the airport. And what I discovered from this whole process is that I think the body screeners are programmed to elicit false signals so you can get random pat downs. They don't want to tell you they're doing a random pat down. They want to blame it on the machine and say, oh, you've been detected by the machine that's having a problem. That's why you're getting patted down. But the interesting thing is two people privately, two TSA agents privately admitted to me that that's how they're doing the random pat downs. And I don't think we're any safer getting these random pat downs.
Oh, that's very interesting, isn't it? That instead of taking the heat of pulling somebody out of the line for a random pat down, they blame the machine and say, hey, I'm just doing my job.
And that's the only explanation for why would it not go off when you walk back through the machine. I didn't change anything, and after an hour and a half, they finally decided to let me walk back through the machine, and it didn't go off that time. And you've seen the images from these machines. They're pretty precise images. I kind of doubt that it's making a mistake. I think it's being programmed, and two of them admitted it, but then the TSA put out a release denying that they're doing random pat-downs. The bottom line is I don't feel safer doing random pat-downs. I think if, for example, I want to know where the 200,000 students are that are visiting us from the Middle East. When they get on a plane, I'd like them to get a little bit of extra scrutiny. But American business travelers, frequent travelers, you know, we just need to use a little common sense on who might attack us.
Talk Radio Countdown, number 7, resignation of Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Here's talk host Rebecca Marshall talking about her last day, Giffords' last day on Capitol Hill.
Well, it was a sad day in Congress as Gabby Giffords handed in her resignation letter. She says she needs more time to heal after being shot in the head last January. It drew tears from her friend and colleague, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who made a few statements.
It will always be one of the great treasures of my life to have met Gabby Giffords and to have served with her in this body. We have all been through such a tumultuous year. The nation has been through a tumultuous year. No one more tumultuous than Gabby and her family and her constituents in her beloved home city of Tucson, Arizona. The one thing that has not been said is that Gabby wants her constituents to know that it has been the greatest professional privilege of her life to represent them, and that this is only a pause in that public service, and that she will return one day.
And she then read part of the letter written by Gabby Giffords.
I am so proud of my friend. I mean, all that was lost on January 8th. There was also hope and faith. This past year, it is what I have often clung to. Hope that our government can represent the best of a nation, not the worst. Faith that Americans working together in their communities, in our Congress, can succeed without qualification. Hope and faith that even as we are set back by tragedy or profound disagreement, in the end we come together as Americans to set a course toward greatness. I will recover and will return. And we will work together again for Arizona and for all Americans. Sincerely, Gabrielle Giffords, Member of Congress.
And with that, the Congresswoman left the chamber.
We're counting them down, and we're at number 6 on the countdown. SEAL Team 6's raid on Somalia. Here's host Jim Scott with military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle about the operation run by the Navy SEALs.
In fact, I think there were two teams, special forces flying into Somalia. Tell me about it.
That's correct. The daring nighttime raid, Jim, and the two U.S. Navy SEAL teams went in and took out the 9 kidnappers in Somalia there, and they rescued an American, Jessica Buchanan, 32, and a 60-year-old Dane who were working for a relief organization. They were kidnapped last October, Jim.
I just read this morning that Obama seemed to refer to the mission before his State of the Union address Tuesday night. By then, it was already Wednesday morning, and as he entered the House chamber, he pointed at Defense Secretary Leon Panetta in the crowd and said, good job tonight. But, of course, we didn't know that at the time, did we?
No, we didn't. And that's another feather in the cap of the Navy SEAL teams. Of course, they were involved in the bin Laden raid Obama authorized back last May 12th.
He brought that up last night. He used the military and how they operate as a team as an analogy to how we need to operate in America.
He really did. I downloaded the speech on my computer and read through that, and the constant theme here was emphasis on teamwork in the State of the Union address. And, of course, that was aimed toward Congress. He wants to pass a lot of his bills are current in front of them. But teamwork was it. He said, in working with our military leaders, I proposed a new defense strategy. He got into that, that can make sure we maintain the best military in the world. But the teamwork was focused throughout his theme and the State Union address. And he also said the Veterans Affairs will get more money to take care of the vets coming all.
Tension with Iran and a bit of tension with the president. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show issue up next here.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Survey says we're at number 5 on the countdown. Talk host Preston Scott with analyst Molly Williamson about the escalation of tensions with Iran and what she thinks will be the next move.
And what's going on right now in Iran is significant. I'm going to ask a very direct question. In your informed opinion, within the next 6 months, are we going to be at war with Iran?
I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't think so. I think for lots of different reasons, Iran wants to keep tension, global tension, about its intentions at a very high level. It wants to keep everybody on tenterhooks. We in the West have a strong interest in making very clear that Iran's nuclear aspirations, as they now stand, are highly questionable, and the way forward for Iran, and we've been very explicit, very open, very above board, across the political spectrum. This isn't just one political party's views. This has been going on for a long time, that they need to be transparent. They need to be open. If they really think that their program is so benign, why aren't the IAEA inspectors in there? Why aren't we seeing what's going on? What is it they have to hide? If their program is legitimate, it should be a showcase for all the world to see. And if it's not legitimate, then there are ramifications. Now, from an Iranian perspective, they want to not only demonstrate that they have certain entitlements under the ground rules of the IAEA, which is something that everybody acknowledges, but to have those entitlements exercised in the dark of night with very provocative rhetoric with respect to their intentions in the region and how they want to, the region believes, never mind what we in the West think, the region believes that Iran has clear aspirations to be the hegemon of the region. And to call the shots culturally, religiously, politically, and strategically.
Number 4, the spat in Phoenix between the governor of Arizona, Ms. Brewer, and the president, Mr. Obama. Hosts Don Wade and Roma talk to ABC's Jake Tapper about the heated exchange between the president and the governor.
Being the NBC News senior White House correspondent, you will give us the straight story. No BS, no spinning, straight story. What really happened on the tarmac between the President of the United States and the Governor of Arizona? A little finger pointing, a little bit of...
Well, back and forth. What was going on?
Well, I should say that I wasn't there, so I can't tell you exactly what happened, but from listening to accounts from both sides, it sounds like she gave him a letter and wanted to talk to him about Arizona's economy and recovery.
Yeah.
And he remarked to her that the last time he met with her, she wrote an account of it in her book that was not accurate. And I think they had some words there. And then
who threw the first punch?
Well, she apparently had said he was condescending to her in the meeting or some word like that.
Yeah, in her book she describes him as lecturing her and being condescending.
Okay, and
that is not the White House view of their meeting. The White House view of their meeting is that they talked about immigration reform and both sides made their case, and it was perfectly cordial, which is what Governor Brewer's office said at the time, that it was a cordial meeting.
Yeah.
She has a different account in her book. That's about it. I mean, these are two people who don't see eye to eye on this issue of immigration reform, and I think it's fair to say they're both, in their different ways, fairly partisan, one Republican, one Democrat, and it didn't seem to me like there was a lot of love lost on the tarmac.
So let's recap. Number 10 is the Super Bowl. Sports talk radio involved in both 10 and 9 with the death of Paterno. Senator Rand Paul and his kind of interface, if you will, with the TSA. That's number 8. Number 7, the resignation of Gabrielle Giffords from Congress. Number 6, the raid on Somalia. Number 5, the escalating tensions with Iran. Number 4, Mr. Obama and Ms. Brewer at the airport. So that leaves us with 3, 2, and 1, and they're coming up next here on the Countdown.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
As a proud father of 5 daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
Only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwald. Admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The next half hour, back to the countdown, getting to numbers 3, 2, and 1. The week ending Friday, the 27th of January. State of the Union was number 3. Here's host Bill Leff with Rick Pearson from the Chicago Trib about the president's comments regarding the middle class.
I guess one of the tones of the speech had to do with the vanishing middle class, that the middle class in America is becoming almost non-existent. Aside from just talking about that in the speech, what can we do? I mean, really, it's really gotten to the point where what was the standard, what was most of America, is really becoming something that is just from long ago and far away. Is there a way that can be repaired?
Well, you know, that's the great question, and that may be the great question of this election. Not only did you have the president talking about that, but Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels, mm-hmm. who gave the Republican response, was talking about that. And it really comes down to, I think, a question of ideology. I mean, if you listen to the president's address, he's talking about how his goal is, do we have a country where a shrinking number of people do really well, mm-hmm. while a growing number barely gets by, to use his words? And he kind of pitted it in his way that to restore an economy where everyone gets a fair shot, everyone does their fair share, and everyone plays by the same set of rules.
Yeah.
That would be the Obama pitch. Then you go over to Mitch Daniel, and he talks about how basically the same kind of goal, except that it's not government's role to create that kind of a playing field.
Mm-hmm.
And this plays into that Republican push that Obama represents, a big government that tries to ensure, almost in that code word of socialism,
yeah.
that everybody gets provided for their fair shot, versus the Republican model, which is you have to earn your way up the ladder.
But when somebody says, be it Republican or Democrat, when they say it's not really the government's job to provide that sort of playing field, isn't it kind of the government's job a little bit?
In certain aspects, sure. I mean, because as much as you hear Republicans decry, you know, well, government regulates too much and that's stifling the job creators.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's face it, there are any number of valid reasons that government should step in and regulate in certain instances. And I mean, look at what helped precipitate the economic calamity, mm-hmm. of the way that, you know, bad mortgages were being passed off to people that couldn't afford them, that in turn got people making the mortgages bonuses and made them wealthy.
Right.
I mean, you have to argue that, yes, there's room for regulation in a capitalist society.
Sure, sure. Here are some talk radio callers reacting to the State of the Union.
That was quite a great speech, and I was glad to see the president stand up and put the Republicans' feet to the fire. We are not losing 700,000 jobs a month like we were when we were under a Republican regime. You know, so there's your tax breaks that these Republicans can't seem to get out of their head and go beyond seem to prove they don't work. I will say, you know, I guess they do know trickle-down because they complained about the trickle-down government. Well, they know if some trickle-down doesn't work because the Reagan trickle-down economy hasn't worked. You know, but I'm glad Mr. Obama is finally standing up and fighting for the 99%. Yeah, there is a big gap in this country, folks, and there have been stepping on the rest of us for too long.
I listened to the speech, and then I listened to the Republican response, and it reminds me of when Mayor Koch presided over People's Court, and he used to say, you know, after he'd listened to both sides, he'd say, somebody's lying to me here because one side wasn't jiving with the other. And I never forget that, and I thought, that's kind of what kind of reminds me of what happened here. It's like somebody's, one side or the other is lying to us because it's just not jiving. I mean, it just seems like it's just the same old, same old. They're both kind of saying the same thing and no real answers.
I don't want to go as far as to say disappointed, but I would have liked to have a much, much more aggressive tone. He had said that when I make a nomination, he should or she should get a up or down vote in 90 days. I would have liked to have them replace that word with they will get an up or down vote in 90 days. He should have brought up the Keystone Pipeline and said, yes, I understand that it's 20,000 jobs now, but there's too much of a possibility of 150,000 environmental cleanup jobs later, and I will not allow that to happen.
The campaign speech sounded, well, that's what it was, campaign speech. I feel 4 more years of Obama will put the final nail in the coffin for us. I think it's more important than ever to put small differences aside. Gingrich comes across as abrasive and arrogant. Mitt Romney is really the only possible hope who can run against Obama, and we desperately need that. Thank you very much.
Okay, after the State of the Union, we go to number 2, the GOP race for the presidency, and we'll get to that in just a moment here on the Countdown.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now. Including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
If you want to save money this year, now's the time to save even more at Sam's Club. From January 25th through 29th, all members will receive $650 in e-values. Instant additional savings plus members enjoy all year. $100 off a Vizio HD TV, $4 off Dunkin' Donuts coffee, $2 off Kleenex tissues, and much more. Want to save more every day? Become a Plus member and make the most of your membership with e-values all year. Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
It's the first day of my new job, and the last thing I want is to show up late. Fortunately, my GPS gets me right where I need to be without any delays along the way.
Destination ahead.
I want the same thing when I do my taxes. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step, and calculations are guaranteed 100% accurate, so I know it's done right, which helps me reach my maximum refund guaranteed.
Go to TurboTax.com today. Accurate calculations and maximum refund money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
Castrol Edge, the official motor oil sponsor of the NFL, knows you have the strength to perform. So when you buy a Castrol GTX conventional oil change special for $20.99 or a Castrol Edge oil change special at Advanced Auto Parts, you'll get an official NFL hat for the team of your choice free by mail. At Advanced, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle by bringing you exclusive deals that will flip your lid. Service is our best part. See store for details.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance, and I'll report
to me. I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Yes, the countdown moves on. Turning to the GOP presidential race, here are Tom Finneran and Todd Feinberg on their radio program. They have Joe Battenfeld from the Boston Herald talking about Newt Gingrich, his baggage, and if he's really electable.
You've covered politics for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Historically.
Long time.
Historically, somebody with Newt Gingrich's baggage, that's the phrase we've all been using, the multiple marital issues, the, you know, scandal, ethics investigations, no matter what the facts are, you know how it happens. The
right.
cloud kind of envelops you, and there's always then a little bit of an aroma, if not a stench. How does a guy with what would have been destructive baggage in virtually every other election, you've got to explain to me how he's kind of pushing that away and standing the way he is.
Well, I think it's what part of it is what Todd said is what people are looking for this alternative have been searching around and they don't want Romney. So Gingrich this time was strong in the debates. He stood up to Romney and became the alternative to Romney. Santorum, I don't know what he's doing. It turns out he won Iowa, but he hasn't really been making much of a campaign out of it since then, as far as I could see. So Newt's there, and people say, oh, they take a second look at him. They haven't really been looking at him for a couple months because people assume he was gone. And then they switch to him. As far as the baggage goes, I really don't know how he can survive. With not just with the baggage, you know, the marriages and the ethics scandal. It's just the image that people have, every poll that's ever been taken shows him having a very high unfavorability rating. I think it's over 50%. So I don't know how you can go into a general election with somebody like that who, and not to mention in his performance, too, it's just that he's not a very likable guy. I don't think people will say, I want to have a beer with Newt Gingrich, would you? Unless you want
sure.
a 50-minute dissertation about Paul Whiskey or whatever.
I'd rather have a beer with him, though, than with Mitt Romney, honestly.
Well, Romney doesn't drink for one thing. So
well, even a lemonade.
If you have an hour or two to kill, maybe you could sit and have a Chardonnay, maybe, with Newt Gingrich. I don't know if he's a beer guy. But there's not really a guy like that in this race. Obama's not a guy like that either. And I did a story for the Herald yesterday. What they're, you know, the GOP could use somebody like a Bush right now, believe it or not, not the way he ran the White House, but the way he campaigned. He came up as a regular guy. This is George W. Bush.
Yep.
And Jeb Bush is still out there.
Here's more on the GOP candidates with Dave Ross talking to Jill Schlesinger, a reporter for CBS, about Mitt Romney's tax returns.
I don't begrudge Mitt Romney his, whatever it is, 15-14% tax rate.
No,
I do. Because I figure that when you're, the whole point of the lower investment rate is because I've already paid taxes on the money I invested, right? I earned it here, and I invested it, and now you're going to make me pay taxes on my dividends and interest. Why should it be the same as my...
How do you feel about a special part of the tax code for hedge fund and private equity fund investors? How do you feel about that? Does that make you feel good? 15%?
All right, all right, all right, all right. I know what you're trying to pull here, but listen, here's my point.
Yeah.
I don't mind what Mitt Romney gets as long as I can get it too. And all I can figure out is that he's getting one spectacular interest rate on his $250 million investment. I actually don't know exactly what it is, I guess, but it seems to be like a minimum of 9 or 10% he's earning on that, isn't it?
Well, not exactly.
Well, that's why we called you, because you used to work as an investment advisor. What kind of, if you look at the details of his tax return,
Know what he made on his money. You don't know what the total investment amount is. So we don't even have to try to do that. What we know is this. He paid an effective tax rate of 14%. The reason is that a whole bunch of his income is treated in a preferential way in the tax code. So you know what? You may not care whether he gets his capital gains and dividends and all that taxed at a preference. That may, because we do all get that. But the one part you should care about is that private equity and hedge fund investment companies, the guys who run those big funds, you know, probably in your neighborhood for all those, you know, very wealthy folks who got money out there in Greenwich, Connecticut, they pay something called carried interest, that they pay a 15% rate on the money they make from private equity or hedge fund investing, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really earned income. It's ordinary income. It should be taxed at 35%. And even Mayor Bloomberg in New York City, our beloved mayor, said this is a ridiculous loophole for really rich people. Not going to solve any debt or deficit problems, but it is a ridiculous
loophole. I got one more question.
Yes.
I try to contribute the maximum to my IRA, but it's limited.
Yes.
And I think the over limit is something like, what is it, $30,000 a year or something?
No.
What is the limit to the IRA? How do you get so much in his IRA?
It's $6,000 if you're...
$6,000? Okay, even worse then. How did he get... He's got at least $20 million in his IRA, right?
My guess is that they had a 401k and a profit-sharing plan at Bain, and when he left, he rolled that over into an IRA rollover account, which is perfectly legal, and everyone else can do it. Like, if you retire from Boeing, and you got $1 million in your Boeing plan, you can roll it over into an IRA, and there you have it.
Next candidate in the focus is Ron Paul. Greg Knapp on his radio program talks about Paul and his supporters who attack anybody who doesn't support his foreign policy ideas.
And I also got this from one of the Ron Paul guys. Mike says, Greg, Ron Paul said it correctly last night, and I'm going to get to this in a second. Being a conservative does not mean policing the world. Said the other guys needed to get the definition right. Good to know there's someone out there who knows the deal. Lessons and frustrations we feel from all you so-called conservatives that want as much foreign action as possible. Wake up, go Ron Paul. It's always go Ron Paul in caps, by the way. And here's what I wrote back. Listen, I think the Ron Paul supporters would be able to convince more people to come over to their side if they would quit accusing them of being warmongers. If they would quit accusing them of being neocons. If they would quit accusing them of just wanting to go all over the world. I don't want war with Iran. I don't want our troops all over the world. I actually want our troops to come home from Afghanistan. But I also understand that we do have real enemies. And that we do need a military that makes it so that other nations don't want to fight us. So they don't even want to try. And we do need to prevent things like Iran getting a nuke. That's not good for the world, and it's not good for the United States of America. So there's got to be some kind of an in-between between Ron Paul and maybe Rick Santorum on foreign policy. Now, you did have this from Ron Paul, which I thought was very good, when he was talking about what a true conservative is. And here's what the definition was from Ron Paul.
The problem is it's no easy to define what being conservative means. I think that is our problem. Conservative means we have smaller government and more liberty. And yet, if you ask what have we done, I think we've lost our way completely. Our rhetoric is still pretty good. But when we get in charge, we expand the government. You talk about Dodd-Frank, but we gave Sarbanes-Oxley. We gave debts as well, you know, when we're in charge. So if it means limited government, you have to ask a basic question. What should the role of government be? The founders asked that question. Had a revolution, wrote a constitution. And they said the role of government ought to be to protect liberty. It's not to run a welfare state and not to be the policeman of the world.
Now, I think that's pretty strong, except that he's kind of throwing out this idea that there's no one except him that wants to cut foreign aid. Not true. There's no one but him that wants to bring back our troops from Afghanistan. Not true. There's no one but him who doesn't want to get into another war. Not true. So let's be honest about this. You know, the Ron Paul guy told you to email me. He emailed me back.
Chicken Hawk.
So, wait a second. Because I say that we actually have enemies, and we need to make sure that Iran doesn't get a nuke, that makes me a chicken hawk.
All right, foreign policy. That discussion seems like a good way to segue into a discussion about Iran, and that'll be up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, I said there was a separate sort of piece of the pie that is aimed at Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich. From MSNBC, Alex Wagner talks to Chris Matthews and Ryan Leza about the roller coaster poll numbers for Romney and Gingrich as they both take swings at each other.
Let's talk a little bit about Mitt Romney, Chris. These numbers, I mean, collapse. What's the word to use here?
There's really no... The problem with a Canadian pollster, Alan Gregg, who was a really smart guy, worked for the Tories up there for Mulroney, and he told me once there's three things in every culture you look for in a leader. And then The Economist this week did a damning critique of him, ironically along those three categories. Conviction. Motive. Why are you there? Maggie Thatcher has the movie made about her now with Meryl Streep, because you don't glorify someone unless they really have a clear motive in politics. There's probably never been a great politician without a clear motive, like there's never been a great movie without a great soundtrack. I mean, you have to have a music, a purpose to that person's existence. Lincoln, Churchill, FDR, Mickey Reagan, they all had reasons to be there. No one has any idea why Mitt Romney's in public life. Second, passion. What makes you cry? What makes you really laugh in your belly when you can't stop laughing? Is there a real nervous system that reacts to things in a wonderful way, like all our great leaders I've described? And third, and this is the one where Romney is really damnably weak, spontaneity. Motive, passion, spontaneity. The way that The Economist did this week was conviction, passion, and instinct, and said he had none of them. Well, if you have none of those traits, what are you actually there in terms of your equipment? You don't have the equipment or the motive or the soul. And that is a real problem. This is, well, Mitt's not, Mitt's problem isn't Newt. It's Mitt. And so Newt came along with whatever you think of him. He can be a troll. I call him Mephistopheles. And I was kidding him the other day. I said sometimes you're Mephistopheles, but not always, because he has a wonderful wonderfully novel mind that you cannot resist paying attention to. Whereas Romney has no moves.
Yes.
And that is a big
problem. That lack of spontaneity, I thought, was on full display on Monday at the debate, where clearly Romney had been trained. He had the mountain of opposition research, and he was just kind of like spitting it out, trying to get out. there as fast as possible. Yeah. Gingrich is a nimble fighter, I think.
Oh, he also responds to the moment. I mean, Jack Germain, the excellent commentator, used to say the guy lives off the land. Like if he's in a forest, he'd find some roots he could eat. He would find, you know what I mean? He knows what to do with, and he will listen, by the way. We all talk.
Sorry,
I mean, I talk a lot, but listening with your tongue, but he listens.
Yeah.
He hears what the other guy says. Imagine the debate when you're in him. Now, everybody prepares their big Sunday punch, and then they all prepare their retorts. You work with people. You prepare the retort. But how about the server bottle about the third or fourth time in when the guy has to operate entirely on what just happened? Newt would be brilliant. He prays for that moment, just like Romney fears it. And now you can trip the guy. These lines about, that reminds me of Lucille Ball and the Chocolate Factory. That's Stuart Stevens. Or that reminds me of the Kardashians. Give me a break. Do you think Newt's... I mean, that's a...
Or embarrassment to the party, resigned to disgrace, resigned to disgrace, resigned to disgrace.
These references are all Stevens. We're tweeting out the picture of him doing laundry.
It's so spontaneous.
And maybe he does, but to me, it makes you even seem stranger. I mean, who makes $40 million? The whole point of making $40 million a year so you don't have to do your laundry.
He makes
it just seems bizarre.
As most people make, if they work hard, in a year. And his solution, give a tax break to the guy who makes more in a day. I mean, it's frightening.
Radio man Nick Reed talks about the latest attacks on Newt Gingrich relating to his comments about former President Reagan.
One of the things that has surfaced is a video from the late 80s, towards the end of Ronald Reagan's second term, and Newt Gingrich, as a congressman, is being interviewed by some gal, I'm not sure who she is, and they're talking about where the Republican Party is. I say they because there's some other congressman there, and they're sort of going back and forth, and they're discussing Ronald Reagan and George Bush running for president after Ronald Reagan. And the interview gal, she says to Newt Gingrich, in the context of the conversation, you know, do you think that Vice President George Bush can run on the issues that provided success to Ronald Reagan?
No, I don't think so at all. I think that the years of 1980-1984 are the past, and the American people are a people peculiarly addicted to the future. If George Bush runs as a continuation of Reaganism, I think he'll lose, because I think on Election Day, the American people, given a choice between more of 8 years or something new, will vote for something new. The country's changed.
All right, so this is being presented because what he's saying here is, no, I think that if George W. Bush, this is back in the late 80s, if he runs on the Reagan platform as Ronald Reagan did, then he'll lose. This is being portrayed as Newt Gingrich says that Ronald Reagan's policies were failures. Newt Gingrich says running as Ronald Reagan is a recipe for failure. That's not what he's saying at all here. That's not what he said at all here. What he said was the truth, and that is that people, they do get tired of the same stuff, even if it's success.
The Romney-Gingrich battle, most talked about topic this week on Issue Oriented Talk Radio. Recapping, the road to the Super Bowl is number 10, death of Joe Paterno, number 9. Number 8 is Senator Rand Paul versus the TSA. Number 7, the resignation of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. 6, the Navy SEAL raid on Somalia. Number 5, what's going on in Iran. The president and Arizona governor spatting, spitting, coughing. That's number 4. State of the Union is number 3. Presidential race, number 2. And Romney and Gingrich, they are number 1. Number 1 item for this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.